Three, two, one. Sodomy.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Miles!
Sodomy! 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 Sodomy!
Miles!
Sodomy, right? Right, alright.
Miles singing about his time in prison, evidently.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's probably the top story this week.
Top story, Mr. Sulu, this week.
Top story on this week's show.
And now, Mr. Sulu coming into the bathroom.
George Takei is gay.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Did you think he waited till after Scotty died to make that announcement? Or?
Ooh, my, Scotty. You know, he was missing a finger, Scotty. Oh, my.
I thought that was Radar from MASH.
He's missing a finger. He's got, a gimpy hand.
Yeah. Because you told me about that.
Yeah. Scotty's missing a finger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Guess what it is.
That's one piece of him that's not going to make it into space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be blasted into space, I guess, or something.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I think Mr. Sulu is going to be the glue that binds his ashes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You can explore my black hole. Oh, my. Oh, my.
My wife told me about that. She's like, did you read the news today? And I'm like, no.
Actually, that's how I found out, too. My wife told me, too. She's like,
really?
Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Hey!
Yeah, why?
Sounds like your dad. Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Yeah, he called me up, too. I was...
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Oh, bye. And I'm like, really? This hasn't happened already? I knew it was, you know, he probably was gay.
Yeah, I know.
If you listen to the guy talk out of character.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I thought of a non-politically correct joke, but I didn't think I'd say it.
Oh, go ahead. What the hell?
That's like, you know, her announcing that she's African American or something. But I didn't want to be all weird. So.
There you go.
Didn't want to go with that. You know.
Well, what's Shatner going to say now? I mean, he's got to top everybody. So.
The Shatman. Yeah, what are you going to say to the Shatman?
I am not really Canadian.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Bill, always stealing the spotlight.
Bill.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's a jealous little girl, isn't he? Ooh, bye.
Ooh, bye. Yes, that was the big news this week, I guess.
That was the big news. I don't know. Everything I got.
I just want to say, oh, my. Ooh,
that overshadowed, you know, the death of Rosa Parks and the White Sox winning the World Series.
Oh, yeah, the White Sox won, yeah.
Horrible earthquake, you know, and was
somewhere.
India, you know, a million
I don't know about that.
And all we can talk about is Sulu. There you go.
I was glad the Sox won. I mean, they get no respect, those poor guys.
I wasn't even into it. I was like, I don't care.
And you're like, you know, from the region.
Yeah.
You even actually know the White Sox as opposed to the rest of the country who are thinking, well, who?
I don't know.
Didn't Boston win last year? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It was the Red Sox.
Right.
White Sox?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I was hoping for the Argyle. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Possibly with a little pom-pom on them. Oh, my.
I was in a movie with John Wade. Oh,
my.
The Green Berets.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
There you go. The top story this week, right?
I guess. We don't have a top story, so that's...
Top story. Well, we like to start off with, like, you know, the news. And then
a little interesting tidbit, yeah.
Then we get to the whole kooky, weird show that we do.
Right. This has been going on for a while. So I guess I'll get to the kooky, weird show. Oh, bye.
Next week, Bob comes out of the closet. So
there you go.
We'll wait for that. But until then, here's Bob with today's...
I'm gay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Since Sulu came out, it just seems that all Americans should admit it.
All right.
And I'm Japanese. I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I was held in an internment camp at World War II.
Literally held.
Ew. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ooh, strip search. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Ooh, delicious.
There you go. Now, it's...
What's going on now?
I don't know. It's like I spent the week mostly out of town, and so it's all kind of a mishmash of various things. The best channel that I had access to while I was gone was VH1.
Okay.
And I watched, for some reason, I watched a lot of I Love the 80s.
I love the 80s.
Yeah.
So
which was sad, really. Yeah. I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, you know, whenever I travel, I just can't sleep. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And there wasn't... HBO's running that stupid Rome thing, which I just don't want to watch. I don't really care, you know.
Yeah.
Who cares? So I was watching I Love the 80s, which is all right.
Right.
Because I, you know... I was alive then. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I love the
80s. Love the 80s.
Exactly.
You do love the 80s.
I remember the 80s. I'm stuck in the 80s almost.
Yeah, bring them back. Why not?
What the hell?
Bring them back.
But then I watched a couple episodes of My Fair Brady.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I really didn't like that show.
Yeah.
But I certainly can see what Christopher Knight has got going on there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Ooh,
have you watched that show?
Yeah, I have.
I don't really think she's that good looking. But boy, oh, boy, she ran around in her underwear and stuff, and that was something.
And I didn't say, oh, my.
Oh,
oh
my.
Oh, my. Put but some clothes on, oh, my.
No,
she's from Joliet, that girl.
Exactly. She's from Joliet.
Joliet. We're close to the White Sox Park there.
There you go.
A little tie in there, but Adrian something.
I didn't figure her name out.
I think it's Adrian Curry or something. Yeah, she's hot. She's not looking.
She is.
She's slutty and
exactly
easy.
Oh gosh, yeah.
She spreads real nice like peanut butter.
There you go. So anyway, that
was interesting. Pete. It's too much for Pete, you know. He's like, well, it's not. You know, let's take it easy. Let's
when
not
it's
get
time
all
to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of weird. I didn't get to see any Breaking Bonaducci because it wasn't on. But
That's frightening.
So I jumped back into the world of regular, you know, cable television. Since I'm so spoiled by my TiVo and I don't watch anything that I don't have to.
Right.
So TiVo? I'm there. I can't help but watch stuff. So anyway.
And the in-room pay-per-view.
No, I didn't. I don't ever get any of that stuff.
No. I don't. No.
You know, I can't. No, because most of the time I'm not paying the bill, and so it would be a little awkward.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, I understand.
I think I owe you like how many nights? $30 or $40 for some movies.
The Spanktravision of
that
watched.
Doesn't go over too well when they gotta settle the bill.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So, man.
I hear you.
But nothing really happened. I got recognized, which was weird.
Oh my!
That hasn't happened in a while, but
you got recognized.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I'm in Columbia, Missouri, which I'm. Neither from nor really spend a lot of time. And this woman says, oh, Bob! I'm sitting there, right?
Yeah.
I'm basically waiting to go to dinner with some other people that I work with.
Yeah.
I was waiting for them, and, oh, Bob!
Oh, boy, here we go.
And I'm like, well, hi.
Yes.
Because, you know, as you know very well, I just assume that if people say my name, I should probably know them, even though I don't. Right. And I respond in a, you know, positive way.
You're right, right.
As if I recognize them and know them and everything. So, when in reality, I don't. Almost 95% of the time.
Yeah, right.
So she comes up to me and she's like, "Oh, Bob!" And she touches me.
Oh, which had to freak you out,
right? Which bothered me a lot.
So you don't know who this is, right?
No,
you have no recognition of who this is. Now she's come up and she has hugged you.
No, she just touched my. Luckily, I was sitting in a way where she just touched me on like the arm or the shoulder or something.
Okay, so she's, "Hey, Bob, long time no see."
Yeah, and so it's like
she touches your shoulder.
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, how's it going?" Standard response, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I gotta go, but I'll try to get back over here and see you." And I go, "Okay." And of course, I was leaving in about 10 minutes, so.
Right.
And she had to take off, and she was there for some other function, and so she took off. And then the lady, I was waiting on a couple of people, and the lady I was with, we were waiting on another person. She goes, "Who was that?" "I have no idea." She's like, "You have no idea." I'm like, "Not a clue, honestly." She looks vaguely familiar, but I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So she's she's giving me the, you know, evil eye.
What?
As if I'm lying, you know.
Right.
I'm lying to her because I was so nice whenever she walked up, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know. Like,
lady didn't like Glenn Close,
did
she?
What do you mean you don't know her?
Did she look like Glenn Close?
No, she looked kind of like 35-year-old Tracy from the Partridge Family.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
I thought I was hoping to hear like Terry Hatcher. Or
no,
something.
No. She's just some nice, middle-aged young lady.
Huh? Unknown woman knows your name, says hi, touches you, says she's got to go.
Right.
Your workmate says, "Who is this?"
Yeah.
You're like, "I don't know."
Don't know.
And then what happens?
That was pretty much the end of it. She kind of gave me the evil eye, and then, I mean, maybe she was thinking something, but I was ready to eat, you know?
This doesn't bother you that you still don't know who this is?
No, not really. I mean, what do I care? That's my life. It happens all the time.
Okay. I don't believe this.
It's true. It happens.
It's a made-up story.
It happens constantly. I live in fear of I go back to Decatur that people will come up and talk to me. I literally walk around wondering if someone is going to come up and talk to me, and I'll have to try to remember who they are.
This sounds like that stupid Jonathan Frakes show, you know, which star did we make up and which one is real?
I don't remember.
You ever see that one?
I didn't see that.
That's what this reminds me of. It's like a really, I don't know if it's even on anymore, but it's.
I don't think it is. It sounds stupid.
And it was. It was a stupid show, just like your story. But
oh,
like,
thanks. But
didn't I ball you in the bathroom? I was in Columbia or what?
Oh, my goodness.
You're my cousin. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's you. That's your family. They, see, they recognize me, and they think I'm your cousin.
Right.
And I don't even know who they are, and then you tell me, oh, that's
this
my brother.
This doesn't bother you.
No,
I don't believe
it doesn't bother
I don't
me at
believe
all.
It. You made no attempt to figure out who this was.
What's the point? I'm never going to see him again. What do
I don't
care?
Know. Wouldn't that freak you out, though? I'd be like, damn, who is that?
I am constantly freaked out all the time. I live
that
in a state
chick,
of being freaked out.
Tracy from the Partridge Family lookalike hot chick. Man, what the hell?
No, she wasn't, like, hot. She was, like, your average chick.
You know? Yeah.
In her 30s. Oh. Huh? So, yeah, that was kind of my week. I watched a lot of VH1. I was enlightened to know that, you know, Christopher Knight can still get laid off the Brady Bunch.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Evidently, yeah.
Man, she's a machine. Sheesh.
Evidently.
Yeah.
That was pretty depressing. And then I got recognized by someone I can't place. So,
yeah.
Go figure.
There you go.
I say call it a week.
That's a week.
That's a week.
It's done.
Can't wait for next week.
No.
We'll see what's happening then. But there's other little weird things. But, you know, it's like.
That would be the top of my list, though, I think.
Well, you know, I have other, you know, weird. I went in this cool bathroom, which actually I was here in St. Louis. If you happen to be downtown at the Hyatt Union Station.
Yeah.
They have one of the coolest bathrooms I've ever had the pleasure of pissing in.
There you go.
They the cool part is the whole idea of no having to turn on knobs.
Mm-hmm.
Or flush the toilet because they got one of those, you know,
right.
Sensors.
Right.
But the wild thing was that the bathroom, the door to the bathroom is like right next to like the door to the, you know, back area where they have all the workers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of scuzzy, really.
Yeah.
The door
does.
It's like way back underneath like an overhang thing and down low and like you're going underground or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to really piss. And I'm like, this bathroom looks like it's going to be really gross.
Right.
So I went in thinking it was going to be, you know, like a bunch of, you know, nappy fixtures and stuff. And it was really cool. I went and I took a leak and then I step away and it flushes. And then I go to wash my hands, and even the soap dispenser has one of those little eyes on it, and I move my hand, and soap shoots out in my hand, and I wash my hands up. It's great.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I didn't have to touch anything.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You I guess except
by
for
itself.
My wiener. Huh?
What? What?
I said I didn't have to touch anything except for my wiener.
Oh, my.
Took a leak.
Yeah. Wow. That's a...
Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
Mr. Particular?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know.
But anyway, that was cool.
That was weird.
What? The bathroom?
Whole, your whole week. Yeah, your whole week.
Oh, well, it's just because I'm like all over the place. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
And then the time change, and I'm just, like, all strung out. It's terrible.
You're all tired now.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Tired.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But that's the week. Yeah, I got recognized, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. I enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
I'm famous without the money, but, you know.
Can't buy me love.
That's all right, I guess. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Over nothing.
There you go.
If it's between grief and nothing, I'll take grief.
You're right.
Oh, Mr. Rooney.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a guy, Jeffrey Jones.
Woo. Yeah, yeah. Stay away.
There you go.
Stay away.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's just fun to do. I don't know why. Oh, my.
I don't know that voice. I don't know. Just saying that.
Captain. Captain. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, well.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Side of me.
Static.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles.
Miles.
Sodomay. Sodomay. Sodomay.
Sodomay.
Sodomay.
Miles.
Sodomay. Sodomay. Miles. Sodomay. Right. It's all right.
Miles singing about his time in prison, evidently.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's probably the top story this week.
Top story, Mr. Sulu, this week.
Top story on this week's show.
And now, Mr. Sulu coming into the bathroom.
George Takei is gay.
Yes. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Did you think he waited till after Scotty died to make that announcement? Or?
Ooh, my, Scotty. You know, he was missing a finger, Scotty. Oh, my.
I thought that was Radar from MASH.
He's missing a finger. He's got, like, a gimpy hand.
Yeah. Because you told me about that.
Yeah. Scotty's missing a finger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Guess what it is.
That's one piece of him that's not going to make it into space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be blasted into space, I guess, or something.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I think Mr. Sulu is going to be the glue that binds his ashes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You can explore my black hole. Oh, my. Oh, my.
My wife told me about that. She's like, did you read the news today? And I'm like, no.
Actually, that's how I found out, too. My wife told me, too. She's like,
really?
Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Hey!
Yeah, why?
Sounds like your dad. Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Yeah, he called me up, too. No, I was...
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Oh, bye. And I'm like, I'm like, really? This hasn't happened already? I knew it was, you know, he probably was gay.
Yeah, I know.
If you listen to the guy talk out of character.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I thought of a non-politically correct joke, but I didn't think I'd say it.
Oh, go ahead. What the hell?
That's like, you know, or her announcing that she's African American or something. But I didn't want to be all weird. So.
There you go.
Didn't want to go with that. You know.
Well, what's Shatner going to say now? I mean, he's got to top everybody. So.
The Shatman. Yeah, what are you going to say to the Shatman?
I am not really Canadian.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Bill, always stealing the spotlight.
Bill.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's a jealous little girl, isn't he? Ooh, bye.
Ooh, bye. Yes, that was the big news this week, I guess.
That was the big news. I don't know. Everything I got.
I just want to say, oh, my. Ooh,
that overshadowed the death of Rosa Parks and the White Sox winning the World Series.
Oh, yeah, the White Sox
and,
won, yeah.
Horrible earthquake, you know, and was
somewhere.
In, yeah, you know, a million
I don't know about that.
And all we can talk about is Sulu. There you go.
I was glad the Sox won. I mean, they get no respect, those poor guys.
I wasn't even into it. I was like, I don't care.
And you're like, you know, from the region.
I know. Yeah.
You even actually know the White Sox as opposed to the rest of the country who are thinking, well, who?
I don't know.
Didn't Boston win last year? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It was the Red Sox.
Right.
White Sox?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I was hoping for the Argyle. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Possibly with a little pom-pom on them. Oh, my.
I was in a movie with John Wayne.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
The Green Berets. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
There you go. The top story this week, right?
I guess. We don't have a top story, so that's...
Top story. Well, we like to start off with, like, you know, the news. And then
a little interesting tidbit, yeah.
Then we get into the whole kooky, weird show that we do.
Right. This has been going on for a while. So I guess I'll get to the kooky, weird show. Oh, bye.
Next week, Bob comes out of the closet. So
there you go.
We'll wait for that. But until then, here's Bob with today's...
I'm gay.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Since Sulu came out, it just seems that all Americans should admit it.
All right.
And I'm Japanese. I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I was mm-hmm. held in an internment camp at World War II.
Literally held.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ooh, strip search. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Ooh, delicious.
There you go. Now, it's...
What's going on now?
I don't know. It's like... I spent the week mostly out of town. And so it's all kind of a mishmash of various things. I happened to... The best channel that I had access to while I was gone was VH1.
Okay.
And I watched... For some reason, I watched a lot of I Love the 80s.
I Love the 80s!
Yeah.
So
which was sad, really. Yeah. I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, you know, whenever I travel, I just can't sleep. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And there wasn't... I mean, HBO's running that stupid Rome thing, which I just don't want to watch. I don't really care, you know.
Yeah.
Who cares? So I was watching I Love the 80s, which was all
right. Right.
Because I, you know... I was alive then. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I love the
80s. Love the
80s. Exactly.
You do love the 80s.
I remember the 80s. I'm stuck in the 80s almost.
Yeah, bring them back. Why not?
What the hell?
Bring them back.
But then I watched a couple episodes of My Fair Brady.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I really didn't like that show.
Yeah.
But I certainly can see what Christopher Knight has got going on there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Have you watched that show?
Yeah, I have.
I don't really think she's that good looking. But boy, oh, boy, she ran around in her underwear and stuff, and that was something.
And I didn't say, oh, my.
Oh,
oh my. Oh, my. Put some clothes on, oh, my.
No,
she's from Joliet, that girl.
Exactly. She's from Joliet.
Joliet. We're close to the White Sox Park there.
There you go.
A little tie in there, but Adrian something.
I didn't figure her name out.
I think it's Adrian Curry or something. Yeah, she's paying attention. She's not looking.
She is.
She's slutty and
exactly
easy.
Oh gosh, yeah.
She spreads real nice like peanut butter.
There you go. So anyway, that
was
interesting.
It's too much for Pete. You know, he's like, well, it's not. You know, let's take it easy. Let's
when
not
it's
get
time
all
to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of weird. I didn't get to see any Breaking Bonaducci because it wasn't on. But
That's frightening.
So I jumped back into the world of regular, you know, cable television. Since I'm so spoiled by my TiVo and I don't watch anything that I don't have to.
Right.
So I'm there. I can't help but watch stuff. So anyway.
And the in-room pay-per-view.
No, I didn't. I don't ever get any of that stuff.
No, I don't.
You know, I can't. No, because most of the time I'm not paying the bill, and so it would be a little awkward.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, I understand.
I think I owe you like how many nights? $30 or $40 for some movies.
The Spanktravision of the
that doesn't go over too well when they got to settle the bill.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So,
I hear you.
But nothing really happened. I got recognized, which was weird.
Oh, my.
That hasn't happened in a while, but...
you got recognized.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I'm in Columbia, Missouri, which I'm... neither from nor really spend a lot of time. And this woman says, oh, Bob! I'm sitting there, right?
Yeah.
Basically waiting to go to dinner with some other people that I work with.
Yeah.
I was waiting for them. And, oh, Bob!
Oh, boy, here we go.
And I'm like, well, hi.
Yes.
Because, you know, as you know very well, I just assume that if people say my name, I should probably know them, even though I don't. And I respond in a, you know, positive way.
Right.
As if I recognize them and know them and everything. So when in reality, I don't. Almost 95% of the time.
Yeah, right.
So she comes up to me and she's like, "Oh, Bob!" And she touches me.
Oh, which, ooh, had to freak you out.
Right, which bothered me a lot.
So you don't know who this is, right?
No.
You have no recognition of who this is. Now she's come up and she has hugged me. You?
No, she just touched my... Luckily, I was sitting in a way where she just touched me on, like, the arm or the shoulder or something.
Okay, so she's like, "Hey, Bob, long time no see."
Yeah. And so it's
so
like...
she touches your shoulder.
Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, how's it going?" Standard response, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I gotta go. But I'll try to get back over here and see you." And I go, "Okay." And, of course, I was leaving in about 10 minutes, so...
Right.
And she had to take off, and she was there for some other function, and so she took off. And then the lady, I was waiting on a couple of people, and the lady I was with, we were waiting on another person. She goes, "Who was that?" "I have no idea." She's like, "You have no idea." I'm like, "Not a clue, honestly." She looks vaguely familiar, but I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So she's she's giving me the, you know, evil eye.
What?
As if I'm lying, you know.
Right.
I'm lying to her because I was so nice whenever she walked up, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know. Like,
lady didn't like Glenn Close, did she?
What do you mean you don't know her?
Did she look like Glenn Close?
No, she looked kind of like 35-year-old Tracy from the Partridge Family.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
I thought I was hoping to hear like Terry Hatcher.
No.
Okay,
she's just some nice, middle-aged young lady.
Huh? Unknown woman knows your name, says hi, touches you, says she's got to go.
Right.
Your workmate says, "Who is this?"
Yeah.
You're like, "I don't know."
Don't know.
And then what happens?
That was pretty much the end of it. She kind of gave me the evil eye, and then, I mean, maybe she was thinking something, but I was ready to eat, you know?
This doesn't bother you that you still don't know who this is?
No, not really. I mean, what do I care? That's my life. It happens all the time.
Okay. I don't believe this.
It's true. It happens.
It's a made-up story.
It happens constantly. I live in fear of I go back to Decatur that people will come up and talk to me. I literally walk around wondering if someone is going to come up and talk to me, and I'll have to try to remember who they are.
This sounds like that stupid Jonathan Frakes show, you know, which star did we make up and which one is real?
I don't remember.
You ever see that one?
I didn't see that.
That's what this reminds me of. It's like a really, I don't know if it's even on anymore, but it's.
I don't think it is. It sounds stupid.
And it was. It was a stupid show, just like your story. But it was just like,
Thanks. But
didn't I ball you in the bathroom? I was in Columbia or what?
Oh, my goodness.
You're my cousin. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's you. That's your family. See, they recognize me, and they think I'm your cousin.
Right.
And I don't even know who they are, and then you tell me, that's my brother.
This doesn't bother you.
No,
I don't believe
it doesn't bother
me at
all.
I don't believe it. You made no attempt to figure out who this was.
What's the point? I'm never going to see him again.
I don't know. Wouldn't that freak you out, though? I'd be like, damn, who is that?
I am constantly freaked out all the time. I live
that
in a state of being freaked out.
Tracy from the Partridge Family looked like hot chick. Man, what the hell?
No, she wasn't like hot. She was like your average chick. You
know? Yeah.
In her 30s. Huh. So, yeah, that was kind of my week. I watched a lot of VH1. I was enlightened to know that, you know, Christopher Knight can still get laid off the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Evidently, yeah.
Man, she's a machine. Shit.
Evidently.
Yeah.
That was pretty depressing, and then I got recognized by someone I can't place. So,
yeah.
Go figure.
There you go.
I say call it a week.
Well, that's a week.
That's a week.
It's done.
Can't wait for next week.
No.
We'll see what's happening then, but there's other little weird things, but, you know, it's like...
That would be the top of my list, though, I think.
Well, you know, I have other, you know, weird... I went in this cool bathroom, which actually I was here in St. Louis. If you happen to be downtown at the Hyatt Union Station,
yeah,
they have one of the coolest bathrooms I've ever had the pleasure of pissing in.
There you go.
They... The cool part is the whole idea of no having to turn on knobs or flush the toilet because they got one of those, you know, sensors.
Right.
But the wild thing was that the bathroom, the door to the bathroom is like right next to like the door to the, you know, back area where they have all the workers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of scuzzy. Really?
Yeah.
The door does. It's like
way
back underneath like an overhang thing and down low and like you're going underground or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to really piss. I'm like, this bathroom looks like it's going to be really gross.
Right.
So I went in thinking it was going to be, you know, like a bunch of, you know, nappy fixtures and stuff. And it was really cool. I went and I took a leak, and then I step away, and it flushes. And then I go to wash my hands, and even the soap dispenser has one of those little eyes on it, and I move my hand, and soap shoots out in my hand, and I wash my hands up. It's great.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I didn't have to touch anything.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You I guess except by for itself. My wiener. Huh?
What? What?
I said I didn't have to touch anything except for my wiener.
Oh, my.
Took a leak.
Yeah. Wow. That's a...
Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
Mr. Wow. Particular?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know.
But anyway, that was cool.
That was weird.
What? The bathroom.
Whole, your whole week, yeah. Your whole week.
Oh, well, it's just because I'm, like, all over the place. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
And then the time change, and I'm just, like, all strung out. It's terrible.
You're all tired now.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Tired.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But that's the week. Yeah, I got recognized, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. I enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
I'm famous without the money, but, you know.
Can't buy me love.
That's all right. I guess I'll take that.
Yeah.
Over nothing.
There you go.
If it's between grief and nothing,
yep.
I'll take grief.
You're right.
Oh, Mr. Rooney.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a guy, Jeffrey Jones.
Woo. Yeah, yeah. Stay away.
There you go.
Stay away.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's just fun to do. I don't know why. Oh, my.
I don't know that voice. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Captain. Captain. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, well.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Side of me. Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Miles.
Sodomay, Sodomay, Sodomay,
Sodomay.
Miles. Sodomay,
Sodomay. Miles.
Sodomay, right, right, all right.
Woo. Miles oh singing my. About his time in prison, evidently.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's probably the top story this week.
Top story, Mr. Sulu, this week.
Top story on this week's show.
And now, Mr. Sulu coming into the bathroom.
George Takei is gay.
Yes. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Did you think he waited till after Scotty died to make that announcement? Or?
Oh, my, Scotty. You know, he was missing a finger, Scotty. Oh, my.
I thought that was Radar from MASH.
He's missing a finger. He's got, like, a gimpy hand.
Yeah. Because you told me about that.
Yeah. Scotty's missing a finger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Guess what it is.
That's one piece of him that's not going to make it into space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be blasted into space, I guess, or something.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I think Mr. Sulu is going to be the glue that binds his ashes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You could explore my black hole. Oh, my. Oh, my.
My wife told me about that. She's like, did you read the news today? And I'm like, no.
Actually, that's how I found out, too. My wife told me, too. She's like,
really?
Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Hey!
Yeah, why?
Sounds like your dad. Hey, you like Star Trek, don't you?
Yeah, he called me up, too. I was...
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Oh, bye. And I'm like... Oh, bye. I'm like, really? This hasn't happened already? I knew it was, you know, he probably was gay.
Yeah, I know.
If you listen to the guy talk out of character.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I thought of a non-politically correct joke, but I didn't think I'd say it.
Oh, go ahead. What the hell?
That's like, you know, or her announcing that she's African-American or something. But I didn't want to be all weird. So.
There you go.
Didn't want to go with that. You know.
Well, what's Shatner going to say now? I mean, he's got to top everybody. So.
The Shatman. Yeah, what are you going to say to the Shatman?
I am not really Canadian.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Bill, always stealing the spotlight.
Bill.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's a jealous little girl, isn't he? Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yes, that was the big news this week, I guess.
That was the big news. I don't know. Everything I got.
I just want to say, oh, my. Oh,
that
my.
Overshadowed, you know, the death of Rosa Parks and the White Sox winning the World Series.
Oh, yeah,
Series
the White Sox,
and,
man, yeah.
Horrible earthquake, you know, and was
somewhere.
In, yeah, you know, a million
I don't know about
like
that.
And all we can talk about is Sulu. There you go.
I was glad the Sox won. I mean, they get no respect, those poor guys.
I wasn't even into it. I was like, I don't care.
And you're like, you know, from the region.
Yeah.
You even actually know the White Sox as opposed to the rest of the country who were thinking, well, who?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Didn't Boston win last year? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It was the Red Sox.
Right.
White Sox?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I was hoping for the Argyle. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Possibly with a little pom-pom on them. Oh, my.
I was in a movie with John Wade. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
The Green Berets.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
There you go. The top story this week, right?
I guess. We don't have a top story, so that's...
Top story. Well, we like to start off with, like, you know, the news. And then
a little interesting tidbit, yeah.
Then we get into the whole kooky, weird show that we do.
Right. This has been going on for a while. So I guess I'll get to the kooky, weird show. Oh, bye.
Next week, Bob comes out of the closet. So
there you go.
We'll wait for that. But until then, here's Bob with today's...
I'm gay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Since Sulu came out, it just seems that all Americans should admit it.
All right.
And I'm Japanese. I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I was held in an internment camp at World War II.
Literally held.
Ew. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ooh, strip search. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Ooh, delicious.
There you go. Now, it's...
What's going on now?
I don't know. It's like... I spent the week mostly out of town. And, so it's all kind of a mishmash of various things. I happened to... The best channel that I had access to while I was gone was VH1.
Okay.
And I watched... For some reason, I watched a lot of I Love the 80s.
I Love the 80s!
Yeah.
So
which
we'll...
was sad, really. Yeah. I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, you know, whenever I travel, I just can't sleep. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And there wasn't... I mean, HBO's running that stupid Rome thing, which I just don't want to watch. I don't really care, you know.
Yeah.
Who cares? So I was watching I Love the 80s, which was all
right. Right.
Because I, you know... I was alive then. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I love the
80s. Love the
80s. Exactly.
You do love the 80s.
I remember the 80s. I'm stuck in the 80s almost.
Yeah, bring them back. Why not?
What the hell?
Bring them back.
But then I watched a couple episodes of My Fair Brady.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I really didn't like that show.
Yeah.
But I certainly can see what Christopher Knight has got going on there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Have you watched that show?
Yeah, I have.
I don't really think she's that good looking. But boy, oh, boy, she ran around in her underwear and stuff, and that was something.
And I didn't say oh, my.
Oh,
oh my. Oh, my. Put some clothes on, oh, my.
No,
she's from Joliet, that girl.
Exactly. She's from Joliet.
Joliet. We're close to the White Sox Park there.
There you go.
Little tie-in there. But Adrian something.
I didn't figure her name out.
Yeah, I think it's Adrian Curry or something. Yeah, she's
I wasn't
she's
paying
hot.
Attention
She's not
that.
Looking.
She is.
She's slutty and
exactly.
easy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
She spreads real nice like peanut butter.
There you go. So anyway, that
and
was
old
interesting.
Pete, it's too much for Pete. You know, he's like, well, let's not, you know, let's take it easy. Let's
when
not
it's
get
time
all
to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of weird. I didn't get to see any Breaking Bonaducci because it wasn't on. But
oh, that's frightening.
So
yeah.
I jumped back into the world of regular, you know, cable television. Since I'm so spoiled by my TiVo and I don't watch anything that I don't have to.
Right.
So I'm there. I can't help but watch stuff. So anyway.
And the in-room pay-per-view.
In demand. No, I didn't. I don't ever get any of that stuff.
No, I don't. No.
You know, I can't. No, because most of the time I'm not paying the bill, and so it would be a little awkward.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, I understand.
I think I owe you like how many nights? $30 or $40 for some movies.
The Spanktravision of the
That doesn't go over too well when they got to settle the bill.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So, yeah.
I hear you.
But nothing really happened. I got recognized, which was weird.
Oh, my.
That hasn't happened in a while, but...
you got recognized.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I'm in Columbia, Missouri, which I'm... neither from nor really spend a lot of time. And this woman says, oh, Bob! I'm sitting there, right?
Yeah.
Basically waiting to go to dinner with some other people that I work with.
Yeah.
I was waiting for them. And, oh, Bob!
Oh, boy, here we go.
And I'm like, well, hi.
Yes.
Because, you know, as you know very well, I just assume that if people say my name, I should probably know them, even though I don't.
Right.
And I respond in a positive way.
Right.
As if I recognize them and know them and everything. So, when in reality, I don't. Almost 95% of the time.
Yeah, right.
So she comes up to me and she's like, oh, Bob. And she touches me.
Oh, which, ooh, had to freak you out.
Right, which bothered me a lot.
So you don't know who this is, right?
No.
You have no recognition of who this is. Now she's come up and she has to hug you.
No, she just touched my... Luckily, I was sitting in a way where she just touched me on, like, the arm or the shoulder or something.
Okay, so she's like, hey, Bob, long time no see.
Yeah, and so
all right,
it's
so
like...
she touches your shoulder.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, how's it going? Standard response, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I gotta go, but I'll try to get back over here and see you. And I go, okay. And, of course, I was leaving in about 10 minutes, so...
Right.
And she had to take off, and she was there for some other function, and so she took off. And then the lady, I was waiting on a couple of people, and the lady I was with, we were waiting on another person. She goes, who was that? I have no idea. She's like, you have no idea. I'm like, not a clue, honestly. She looks vaguely familiar, but I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So she's, okay. She's giving me the, you know, evil eye.
What?
As if I'm lying, you know.
Right.
I'm lying to her because I was so nice whenever she walked up, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, like, lady, what do you
close,
mean? What do you mean you don't know her?
Did she look like Glenn Close?
No, she looked kind of like 35-year-old Tracy from the Partridge Family. if I that makes any sense.
I thought I was hoping to hear like Terry Hatcher. Or
no,
something.
No, no.
Okay,
she's just some nice, middle-aged young lady.
Huh? Unknown woman knows your name, says hi, touches you, says she's got to go.
Right.
Your workmate says, who is this?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know.
Don't know.
And then what happens?
That was pretty much the end of it. She kind of gave me the evil eye, and then, I mean, maybe she was thinking something, but I was ready to eat, you know?
This doesn't bother you that you still don't know who this is?
No, not really. I mean, what do I care? It's my life. It happens all the time.
Okay. I don't believe this.
It's true. It
I
happens.
It's a made up story.
It happens constantly. I live in fear of when I go back to Decatur that people will come up and talk to me. I literally walk around wondering if someone is going to come up and talk to me, and I'll have to try to remember who they are.
This sounds like that stupid Jonathan Frakes show, you know, which show did we, or which star did we make up and which one is real?
I don't remember.
You ever see that one?
I didn't see that.
That's what this reminds me of. It's like a really, I don't know if it's even on anymore, but it's.
I don't think it is. It sounds stupid.
And it was. It was a stupid show, just like your story. But
oh, thanks. Thanks. But
didn't I ball you in the bathroom? I was in Columbia or what?
Oh, my goodness.
You're my cousin. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's you. That's your family. They recognize me, and they think I'm your cousin.
Right.
And I don't even know who they are, and then you tell me, that's
my brother. This doesn't bother you.
No,
I don't believe
it doesn't bother me at all.
I don't believe it. You made no attempt to figure out who this was.
What's the point? I'm never going to see him again. What do
I don't
care?
Know. Wouldn't that freak you out, though? I'd be like, damn, who is that?
I am constantly freaked out all the time. I live
that
in a state
chick,
of being
man,
freaked
hot
out.
Tracy from the Partridge Family looked like hot chick. Man, what the hell?
No, she wasn't, like, hot. She was, like, your average chick. You
know? Yeah.
In her 30s. Huh. So, yeah, that was kind of my week. I watched a lot of VH1. I was enlightened to know that, you know, Christopher Knight can still get laid off the Brady Bunch.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Evidently, yeah.
Man, she's a machine. Jeez.
Evidently.
Yeah.
That was pretty depressing. And then I got recognized by someone I can't place. So,
yeah.
Go figure.
There you go.
I say call it a week.
Well, that's a week.
That's a week.
It's done.
Can't wait for next week.
No.
We'll see what's happening then. But there's other little weird things, but, you know, it's like...
That would be the top of my list, though, I think.
Well, you know, I have other, you know, weird. I went in this cool bathroom, which actually I was here in St. Louis. If you happen to be downtown at the Hyatt Union Station,
yeah,
they have one of the coolest bathrooms I've ever had the pleasure of pissing in.
There you go.
They the cool part is the whole idea of no having to turn on knobs or flush the toilet because they got one of those, you know, sensors.
Right.
But the wild thing was that the bathroom, the door to the bathroom is like right next to like the door to the, you know, back area where they have all the workers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of scuzzy, really.
Yeah.
The door does. It's like
way
back underneath like an overhang thing and down low and like you're going underground or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Christ, I got to really piss. And I'm
like,
this bathroom looks like it's going to be really gross.
Right.
So I went in thinking it was going to be, you know, like a bunch of, you know, nappy fixtures and stuff. And it was really cool. I went and I took a leak and then I step away and it flushes. And then I go to wash my hands, and even the soap dispenser has one of those little eyes on it, and I move my hand, and soap shoots out in my hand, and I wash my hands up. It's great.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I didn't have to touch anything.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You I guess except by for itself. My wiener. Huh?
What? What?
I said I didn't have to touch anything except for my wiener.
Oh, my.
Took a leak.
Yeah. Wow. That's a...
Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
Mr. Wow. Particular?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know.
But anyway, that was cool.
That was weird.
What? The bathroom?
Whole, your whole week. Yeah, your whole
week. Oh, well, it's just because I'm like all over the place. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
And then the time change, and I'm just, like, all strung out. It's terrible.
You're all tired now.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Tired.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But that's the week. Yeah, I got recognized, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. I enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
I'm famous without the money, but, you know.
Can't buy me love.
That's all right, I guess. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Over nothing.
There you go.
If it's between grief and nothing,
yep,
I'll take grief.
You're right.
Oh, Mr. Rooney.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a guy, Jeffrey Jones.
Woo. Yeah, yeah. Stay away.
There you go.
Stay away.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's just fun to do. I don't know why. Oh,
I don't know that voice. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Captain. Captain. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right. Well. Yeah.